Well, this morning we want to talk to you again about hope. And this month we've been really focusing on hope. And it's an easy thing to do, to focus on hope and that God is our hope. And if you're here this morning and you're going through a situation or a circumstance that is very difficult and very hard for you, or you don't know what to do, you're in the right place. Because that's what God encourages to do, to come to a place of hope, come to the God of hope. I'd like to read from Psalm 42, 1 to 11. So if you want to turn there in your Bibles, or you can follow on the screen there as well. Psalm 42, and we're going to read the whole psalm. As a deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I go and stand before him? Day and night I have only tears for food, while my enemies continually taunt me, saying, where is this God of yours? My heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. I walked among the crowds of worshipers, leading a great procession to the house of God, singing for joy and giving thanks amid the sound of a great celebration. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. Now I am deeply discouraged, but I will remember you, even from distant Mount Hermon and the source of the Jordan from the land of Mount Mizar. I hear the tumult of the raging seas as your waves and surging tides sweep over me. But each day the Lord pours his unfailing love upon me, and through each night I sing his songs, praying to the God who gives me life. O God, my rock, I cry, why have you forgotten me? Why must I wander around in grief, oppressed by my enemies? Their taunts break my bones. They scoff, where is this God of yours? Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. I love that psalm. It's a beautiful psalm. It really witnesses with your heart that there's been times in all of our lives where we can read this psalm and say, I've been there. That has happened. But why am I still sad? Put your hope in God. And so this morning, we want to continue on this theme of hope in our church. We believe that God is the answer for people to have hope in their lives and have hope for their futures, even right through to our eternity in heaven. God is our hope. And on this Christmas season, we have an excellent reminder every year that Jesus Christ, God, is our hope for all the world. Now, hope is that feeling that what is wanted will happen, that something desired will take place, that things will work out for the best. Hope is to believe, it's to trust, it's to have confidence in someone or something for the desired outcome. And our trust and our confidence is in God. And that's what we want to encourage of you today, that you would put your trust and your confidence in God. We believe that God is the answer. We really do. And that's why we've made that big sign here to say hope, to really get that in your focus. You'll notice it's also on the signs that go along our property, the word hope. You'll notice on the back of our sign, our main sign, that it says Jesus, hope of the nations. And it's rather interesting. We have some people that come by, and there's two different cars there. I don't know if they're the same people or not, but they come by and they pray in front of the sign. They just come there during the day, and that's what they do. They're believing for hope. They're believing for hope. And my friend, I want to tell you, there is hope in God. And if we will truly turn to him, we'll find that there is hope no matter the situation, no matter the problem. God can bring hope in any and every situation. And that's the truth that the psalmist wants us to understand and know, that we serve a God of hope. We serve a God who can turn situations around to a favorable outcome. That you can trust him, that you can have confidence in him, because he is our God of hope and he can intervene in your situation. And maybe you're here this morning and you were looking for a word. Well, that's the word. God is able. God is able to intervene in your situation, no matter what it might be. No matter what you might be going through, God is able to intervene in your situation. Now, as the psalmist encourages us to have hope in God, he tells us that there needs to be a serious response from us. See, he begins, like, as a deer would pant for the water, so my soul longs after him. That's where we need to be. We need to get to that place when we're going through those times and wondering about hope, that we really need to seek God. We need to really call upon him. See, God knows the difference between someone that's searching for him or someone that's just looking for a quick fix. Got a little problem, and if God could fix that, and God does, and then they disappear again. See, God doesn't just want to be your solution for today. He wants to be your solution every day, your entire life. That's what God wants for you. He wants to be that person that you would continue to place your faith in, to continue to place your trust and confidence in, because he is the God that is able to help us in all of our circumstances, all of them. As I read this psalm, it describes pretty well what happens when we really get down, when we really get depressed in our lives. Look again at those verses 3 and 4 of Psalm 42. It says, day and night I have only tears for food, while my enemies continually taunt me, saying, where is this God of yours? Ever hear that? Or sometimes you're sharing with somebody and you're kind of looking for words of comfort, and they kind of just nail you right back and say, well, where's your God? You're one of those Christians. Where's your God? Why isn't he coming through for you? And sometimes that's what really gets to us. He describes a lot of situations that sometimes we find ourselves in. Sometimes we do go through times of despair. Sometimes depression does grab a hold of us. Sometimes discouragement comes. Sometimes things happen where our hearts are broken. Disappointments take place. Sadness, grief, oppression, abandonment, frustration, all kinds of things can come in our lives. And when they do, we need to look to God. God is my hope. We need to remind ourselves of that. God is my hope. Life isn't always easy as Christians, and you know, we're not exempt from the trials of life. Bad things happen, the Bible says, even to good people. However, we have someone on our side that wants to come alongside us and help us through those times. We're not alone. The Bible says he's a very present help in the time of trouble. And he's a God who wants to bring hope into all of our situations. And as you identify with this psalm and you see some of these frustration, words of frustration that the author is speaking about, and I know that sometimes we all have been there, and we haven't been so strong in our faith. We haven't been trusting. We haven't been confident in our God when we really needed to be. And so this morning, I want to encourage you to hope in God. I realize that some of you are going through some situations that are very hard and very difficult. You really might be, in some ways, maybe you're at the end of your rope or feeling like that's it. You have nothing more you know to do. You've done everything in the natural to do. And you kind of say, I don't know what else to do. Put your hope in God. Put your hope in God. And so this morning, I just want to encourage you along those lines, give you some realities that we need to confess and practice that's going to change how we feel, and we'll restore that hope in God into that situation may be changed. So the first thing we need to realize when our hope is challenged, when our hope is attacked, when we're at that place where we're very much like the author of this psalm, feeling like all is lost, like I'm just totally frustrated, I don't know what else to do, then you need to remind yourself that God's still God. God's still a God of hope. He is the source, he is the author, he is the giver of hope. And we need to look to him. Psalm 42, 5 and 6. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. See, sometimes we really need to take a look at ourselves and see what we're going through and look at that discouragement and our frustrations that we're going through and kind of almost give ourselves a bit of a slap and say, hey, wake up. Put your hope in God. Put your hope in God. See, the psalmist realized that when storms of life come, they can get us down, but the solution is to put our hope in God. He's the source. He's the author of hope. He's the one that gives us hope. The next chapter, they really kind of go along together. They really shouldn't be, it should be 42, and it should really go into 43 as well. And it says, for you, O God, are my only safe haven. See, sometimes when we go through these difficult times in our lives, God is the only place where you feel safe. Everything else may be crumbling around you. You got nobody to turn to. And God wants you to know today, if you put your hope in him, he'll be your safe haven. He will be that safe place where you will find comfort and strength in a listening ear. So we really need to realize that when life gets hard, there is really only one resort left. Put your hope in God. Press in. Really seek him. Just like that deer that would be panting for some water, get desperate for God, and God will move. The Apostle Paul, he realized this was the answer as well as he encouraged the Roman church to believe and have hope in God. He says in Romans 15, 13, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with a confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we can say, yes, I hope in God. My hope is there, but it's damaged. It's damaged. I'm lacking confidence. Well, as you look to the God of hope, he's a God that can restore that hope. He can restore that joy. He can restore that peace. He can restore that trust. He can restore your confidence and empower you to believe and to expect victory and to expect the answers. How do you get victory over your problems and over your fears? You look to the God of hope. That's really the first reality that you need to remind yourself of, that you serve a God of hope and he is able to help you. So seek him, trust him, put your confidence in him, take a step of faith and look to him. He is the author. He is the one that is able to turn things around into a favorable solution. What seems impossible is still possible with God. Secondly, when our hope is attacked, we need to realize that we serve a God who responds to praise. Not complaining. We all can do that quite well. But to take the time to praise, even when we don't feel like it, we can praise. You just force yourself to. You step out and you start to do it. It's just like every Sunday when you come and we have a worship team that prepares themselves and practices and they come here to help lead us into worship. Maybe you don't feel like praise when you come in. Just start singing the song. Just start speaking those words that are on the screen. And I guarantee you within a couple of minutes, it becomes out of the heart. You won't have to do it out of the head anymore because it'll come right out of the heart. But you got to step out in the natural and start praising him. It says, why am I discouraged? Psalm 42, 5. Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior, my God. See, praise is a powerful tool that helps change the way we feel. It's a perspective change. Our whining, our complaining, our crying. While sometimes it feels good to do those things, it's not going to break your sadness. But praise will. Praise will change that atmosphere. We need to make the choice to praise God, to put some praise music on. You know, so today with our electronics, you carry your phone around with you. You can put praise music on at any time. You can put it on when you're in your car. You can put it on when you're in your home. In some places, you're even allowed to have praise music on in your place of work, or you have your earbuds in, and you can be listening as you're working in some places. We need to do that. Put some praise on. Praise changes the atmosphere. The next time you're at home and you're feeling down, you're feeling terrible, put some praise music on. Put it on. Make some noise unto God. Get out to church as well. Join with the assembly of others and join in with praise. And that's where the psalmist, that's where he needed to go. Psalm 42:4. My heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. I walked among the crowds of worshipers leading a great procession to the house of God, singing for joy, giving thanks amid the sound of a great celebration. You know, so many people believe the lie that you don't need church. You don't need a praise time. Well, let me tell you something. I've been a pastor for quite a number of years, since 1983. Been a Christian since I was 11 years of age. And I've always watched and observed, as soon as people stop not making church a priority in their life, they soon fall away. Almost always, about 95% of the time. Don't avoid the very place. I would encourage you. Don't avoid the place where there's praise going on. There's people leading you in praise and worship. Don't avoid a place that has an atmosphere of praise, an atmosphere of hope. A place that can help change your atmosphere from a sorrow into praise. So get out to places of praise. Make your environment a place of praise as much as possible. God is worthy of our praise. And as we bring our sadness, as we bring our heartbreaks to Him, that praise can change your atmosphere. It really can. It's an atmosphere changer. And I realize that sometimes, well, I just don't feel like it. You're upset, you're mad, and you don't want to do it. That's where you need to make a sacrifice and say, no, soul, listen up. I'm going to put some praise music on. I'm not going to tolerate this behavior anymore of myself, and I'm going to start listening to some praise. I guarantee you, it'll change your atmosphere. It's always worth it. And as we praise our God, something wonderful happens. Unlike Isaiah 61:3, kind of explains it well. It says, to all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. I kind of like how the King James puts it a little bit better. It said, God gives us a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That's what praise does. When you start to praise God, it's like getting a garment, a cloak, and putting it around you. Changes the atmosphere. Changes who you are. And it takes away that spirit of heaviness, that spirit of sorrow, that spirit of pain inside of you when you take time to put on a garment of praise. So don't stay in the atmosphere of heaviness. Trade in that atmosphere. Trade your sorrows. Trade your pain. And begin to praise Him. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Start praising Him. It's an atmosphere changer. Exchange your worries. Exchange your cares. And just begin to praise. Just begin to praise. The third reality that's going to help you through this time where your hope is attacked. So you need to remember that God is a God who loves you. That's something very important for us, really. God loves you. He really does. He's not given up on you. He hasn't abandoned you. He still loves you. Psalm 42:8, but each day the Lord pours his unfailing love upon me. And through each night I sing his songs, praying to the God who gives me life. Sometimes we just need to stop in our frustrations and our worries. Just kind of remind ourselves out loud, God loves me. God loves me. God wants to give me good things. That's what the Bible tells us about Him. He wants to give us good things. So in other words, He doesn't want to hide from you when you're going through a time of discouragement. He doesn't want to abandon you. He's not at that place where He's refusing to answer you. He just wants you to call out to Him again. and to realize again that he loves you. He cares about you. He really does. And he wants to sweep over us with his love just like a wave would just sweep over you. I know many of us are starting to dream now that we're in winter of going back to where it's a nice sunny place, maybe on some wonderful beach, laying on the beach and that water just, you know, splashing over you in that beautiful heat, wonderful feeling. That's what God's saying. That's what I want to do for you with love. I want to pour out a love upon you that's just like you sitting in the ocean, getting splashed. Just like, you know, that old commercial, I think it was Nest Tea, I think it was, that as you drank that tea, you know, you just kind of fell back and you fell in the back a pool of water. That's what God wants to do. He wants to pour out love upon you just like that. So we need to position ourselves to receive that love through praise, through worship, through prayer. And as we cry out to him, again, it can be an atmosphere changer when the waves of his love just begin to pour over us. When his waves just begin to fill us, that soon those disappointments, they just have no place to stay because they're gone. That's what Romans 5:5 says, and this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he's given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with our love, with his love. God doesn't want us to stay in that realm of disappointment or that atmosphere of disappointment. He wants to fill us with his love and reassure us that we're loved by him. Those are the times we just need to come before God and say, God, I just need your love today. I need to feel that you really do love me, that you really do care. And God, I just welcome you to, by your Holy Spirit, to pour out your love upon me today. That's what we need to do. Put our hope in God. He'll do that. Romans 8:35 reminds us, can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us as we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? Of course he doesn't. He still loves us. Still loves us. The enemy of your soul will try to convince you that God doesn't care, that God has abandoned you. Well, God at the same time is trying to get your attention to say, I love you. Put your hope in me. I love you. So don't allow discouragement to rob you of your understanding that God loves you. And since he loves you, there's always hope for a turnaround and a better outcome because you're in a place of favor with God. Hope in God. Fourthly, in times when our hope is challenged, we need to remind ourselves that God is a God who responds to prayer. Verse 8 again. But each day the Lord pours his unfailing love upon me. Through each night I sing his songs, praying to God who gives me life. See, prayer is literally your lifeline. It really is. That when you're at that place and you don't know what else to do, he's your life source. If you'll pray to him, he'll breathe life back into you. Even when you feel like, man, I'm at my end, I don't know what else to do, he's the one that can bring life, breathe life back into you. So that prayer is a lifeline. But again, sadly, we avoid it. We avoid prayer. We would rather complain. We would rather point out all of our circumstances that are causing us pain. And God has said, you know, there's an answer for you, but you got to pray. You need to start panting for that water, those streams of water again. And as you do so, there will be peace. There will be joy. There will be hope. And that's what can happen as we pray. Our life source, again, touches our body, gives us life, gives us energy once again. So prayer is the answer to our need of hope. Psalmist tells us that again in the very next chapter that goes right along with this same theme. And he tells us in verse 4 of Psalm 43, there I will go to the altar of God, to God, the source of all my joy. You want happiness? You can find that in God. As you pray to God, you will find joy. Again, prayer is an atmosphere changer. If your atmosphere is not good, if your atmosphere is discouraging, if your atmosphere is really being down upon yourself, prayer can change the atmosphere. Prayer can lift that atmosphere and bring life once again. Kind of simple advice, but it's very true. The Apostle James makes it really clear as well. He says in James 5:13, are any of you suffering hardship? You should pray. Pretty simple answer, but it works. You're going through something right now that's difficult or hard, put your hope in God. Begin to pray to God. Want things to change? Want your atmosphere to change? Pray. And your hope, life, will rise up within inside of you. And then lastly, in times when our hope is attacked, we need to remind ourselves that God is a God of breakthrough. Three times in these two chapters of Psalm 42 and 43, it has these words. They're repeated three times. Anytime you see that, you know that God's really trying to get something across to us. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise Him again, my Savior, my God. What's He trying to tell us? You will praise Him again. You will get that breakthrough that you are needing in your life. He will do that for you. See, God gives us, what did we say earlier? A garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. It brings a breakthrough there for us. A breakthrough will come when we place our hope, our faith in God, and we believe God for a breakthrough. It will come. But we have our part to play as well. We need to seek Him, just like all those other things we already talked about. But as we do, and we'll put our hope in God, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. We used to sing that as a little chorus. God will make a way when there seems to be no way. I like how the Message Bible puts 1 Corinthians 10:13. It says it this way. It says, no test or temptation that comes your way is beyond the course of what others have had to face. All you need to remember is that God will never let you down. He will never let you be pushed past your limit. He'll always be there to help you come through it. God will see you through. He's the God of breakthrough. He's the God that sees you through. He will see you through this difficult time. You will get through it. You will come through. You will reach the other side. He will lead you to that breakthrough where once again you will be able to praise Him. Maybe something has happened that has taken away your joy. Maybe something has happened that has taken away that praise that would normally be in your heart. You need to know that God can still make a way. And He will bring back, He will restore that testimony, that desire to praise once again. God will lead you to a new atmosphere where there will be rejoicing once again. You will praise Him again. You will experience that breakthrough. And I believe that's a word for some people here today. That you have been going through some difficult times and there's been a lot of challenges. You need to know something. As you put your hope in God, you're going to praise Him again. There's going to be a turnaround. There's going to be a shift. There's going to be a change that takes place, and God is going to bring you a breakthrough where once again, you'll be able to praise Him. So this morning, maybe this psalm maybe described you a little bit too closely. And you would say, you know what, Pastor? I'm not in a good place. There's been sadness. There's been heartache. There's been discouragement. There's been grief. There's been frustration. And you need to realize God doesn't want you to stay that way. And the first part of that answer is to put your hope in Him. Change the atmosphere to a place where you can have new hope and new joy in Him. So look to Him. Remind yourself who your God is. Some translations would speak along there, says, soul, wake up. Soul, wake up. I know you're discouraged. I know you're downcast. Wake up. God is your hope. God is your hope. And friends, I think we need to do that this morning. There's numbers of us maybe in this place today that we need to really say, speak to ourselves, say, hey, soul, you know this is true. You know this is the word of God. Hope in God. He's your source of hope. He's the one that will respond to you and bring you hope and bring you a new joy and bring you a new garment that you can put on that you might praise him. He's the God that loves you. He cares about you. He's the God who answers prayer. He's the God that likes to bring breakthrough in your life. I encourage you to look to him today because there's fresh grace, there's fresh mercy, fresh hope for tomorrow. A new season is upon us, a shifting of the tide, a turnaround, which is something we also need to be praying for our nation. Same thing. Lots of talk going on of what to do, but nothing's being done. We need an undertaking of God to speak and come into our situation that we might get back to years of praises again. Put your hope in God. I close again with Psalm 42:11. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. That's who he is. Put your hope in God. It's in real big block letters. Put your hope in God. It wasn't just a project that Peter Rasmussen responded to when we suggested it to him. It's a message that God wants to give to us. Hope. Hope. Hope in God. Hope in God. When we were doing the healing ride this past summer, and as they came in, the guy that was leading that came and told me, he said, you know that sign out there? Hope. It speaks to me every time I come into this town. That's the answer. There's hope. God, put your hope in God. Maybe it has been hard. Maybe it has been difficult for you. Maybe things haven't been turning out the way you thought they were going to. And God's reminding us of something. The psalmist is reminding us of something. He's saying, shake it off and speak to yourself. Say, hope in God. Soul, hope in God. You know that God can do all those things. You know that God can respond in all those areas. Put your hope back there. Get your hope back. And as you do so, a new garment. Praise will fill your heart and fill your experience. Joy will fill your experience. Peace will fill your experience. We're going to close this morning in a word of prayer. And if you're wanting prayer here this morning, we'd be very happy to pray for you. I'll just ask that our prayer team would come and be ready to pray for you if you want prayer. I know we have a quick board meeting there. It won't take us too long, and we'll just meet there as well. But just want to take a few moments before we close today. But if you're here and you need prayer, we'd be very happy to pray with you. And as we dismiss here in a few moments with a word of prayer, you're free to go, but you're also free to come to the front and receive prayer if you want it. And don't have to be a member of the church. If you're here, you qualify. Simple as that. Father, thank you that you are the God of hope. I thank you that you have sent Jesus, of which you say in your word that he is the hope of the nations. He's the hope of this nation of Canada. Canada cannot go further without God. We need God. He was part of the beginning of this nation, and he needs to be a part of this nation at all times. And so, Lord, we welcome you to be the hope of our nation. We welcome you to be the hope of St. Paul. We welcome you to be the hope of this Lakeland region. We welcome you to be the hope of Saddle Lake, of Good Fish, of Kahewan, Fishing Lake, Cold Lake, all these places, God. Onion Lake. Lord, we welcome you to be the hope of Bonnyville, Glendon, and Ashmont, and Vilna, and Murnham, and Two Hills, and Elk Point, and all the communities around here, Lord. We welcome you to be our hope. We need you, Lord. We really do. And I pray this morning, Lord, that you would take the sorrow, and you would take the pain, and you would take the hurt today that would be in this room, and that, Lord, that you would just simply grab it, take it out, and then fill us with your love. Just, Lord, as if we just fell back into the ocean and the waters covered us, I pray that your love would come in such a way that you would fill every heart and every life in this place, that, Lord, we would be filled so much with your love and your presence that every heartache and every torment, every fear would go in the name of Jesus. We welcome your hope, Lord, in this place today. And we just pray your blessing, Lord, to be upon us. And as we go out this week, Lord, go back to our jobs, I pray that you would help us to be people of hope, that will speak hope into the lives of other people. And that, Lord, that you would direct us to people, Lord, that we just might run into them, that we might talk to them about hope. That, Lord, they begin to open up to us about their hurt and their pain. And we'd be able to tell them that, hey, there's hope in God. Put your hope in God. He is the answer. We believe that here in this place. And we bless you today. We speak encouragement over you today. We speak the peace of God over you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you. Thank you for being here today. And if you want prayer, just come up to the front. If you have to go, bless you. And it's been a pleasure to have you in the house of the Lord today.